It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Norwich City 0, Liverpool 3. It's Dan Morgan, Paul Cope, Sean Rogers and Neil Atkinson to go through this one on the start of Liverpool's 2021-2022 season. And we will start, as ever, with Liverpool's team and how we felt about it, Paul, coming into the game. Was there any worries from you from when you've seen the side? Worries is probably a wrong way, but I had a slight apprehension, I must admit, around both Keita and Chamberlain in the midfield three. How did you feel when it dropped and it landed?
Same, and that seemed to be the consensus in the pub I was in. Surprised, to be honest, and even more surprised when I saw them line up, because when I saw the personnel, I said to the lads around me, it's got to be a 4-2-3-1. It's got to be Milner and Keita sitting with Chamberlain ahead of them somehow, because I can't see which of them's he picking to sit by themselves. So I was even more surprised when I saw that he was going with the standard 4-3-3, generally speaking. And I mean, jumping right to the end from the beginning, the fact that we started with that side, which I mean, forget personnel, you've got whichever, you know, whatever selection you went with. I think we'd all accept our first choice midfield is probably going to be Fabinho, Henderson and Thiago. So to start the first Premier League away game with none of them, understandably so, for two of three of them at the very least, and to end up where we ended up, bodes fantastically well. But yeah, I was definitely concerned when I saw it, the lineup and the selection.
Sean, it feels very much like it was a trusting of the fitness levels. I think Jurgen Klopp, knowing that he knows what a Norwich side looks like and plays like, he expected them, with the crowd, etc., to be up, to be trying to run the legs off Liverpool, especially first half. Do you think that's the case that's played out? He's basically looked as physical as he has anything else in terms of who's ready?